Blog Talk Radio.
Else. And he just actually just let me be myself.
So I hope everybody, in fact, we've got a comment here from Tanise, who says that's powerful. And she says, this just resonates so deeply. Thank you for saying this, sister. And we have we're having a moment of gratitude here for you, Ashonda, because you don't always have that transparency with people. And especially since you're at an age where you're just really beginning to experience the conflicts in your life and the growth, really, healing. But you've been through so much already that you're way ahead of people, I think, in healing your past.
Right. Right. Yes, because I came to Monroe in 2008, and I had to go to a rehab facility for a year, and I came to Monroe where I live and started a new life, and from then on I haven't looked back.
So you went to rehab for what was that, drug use?
Basically it was for, really, I hadn't come out with what had happened to me when I was younger. So when I did come out, it was just like, you need some help. You know what I'm saying? So they sent me to get some help, treatment, basically. So I would go to a counselor and talk to them about, you know, my abuse and stuff, which I didn't think it was anything for a long time. I never thought it was nothing wrong with me or nothing. So I had to go through something to get to where I'm at.
Well, that's typical for adverse childhood experiences that people have that they hold on to, that you don't think there's anything wrong with you because you put up this protection and this boundary until you start using drugs, sex, or a number of things to deal with the pain. What was your choice for dealing with your pain? What was your substance?
Marijuana.
Really? That's all?
Yeah, that's it. And that's what, that's it. But that's what I was using to cover up not dealing with what had really happened to me. You know, that's what I was covering it up with.
Well, you know, not many people would admit that. There's many people smoking ganja and getting high. You know, they don't admit that covering, they're dealing with pain, and that's why they're using.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely why I use. That's definitely why I use to cover that, to cover up, basically.
And you say you were in rehab for a year because of marijuana use?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I went through a facility for a year. I went to meetings. I had to go to court every other Wednesday. I got my kids back, and I moved on with my life, 2008.
Wow. And now you are doing... And now
I've been on my own since I was 19.
Right.
So for one year of my life, my kids was took and I got them back and I've been holding on since then.
And now you've got a partner to help you though.
Yes.
So that's really that's worth celebrating, as you're doing with 15 years now, right?
Yeah, 17 years we've been together.
All right, so we've got a caller in the studio. Someone's pressed one, so are you okay with taking some calls from our listeners?
Yes, I'm
okay,
perfectly fine with it.
Okay, we're going to open the mic. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to comment or ask questions to help us establish healthy communication here and totally destroy any generational division. Because Ashonda is younger than probably many of the people in the studio, but we are developing a really great relationship here because we're hearing from her about what she's gone through and how we've all been through that. And now it's time for us to come together against this psychopathic, crazy government leadership that we're witnessing. The clown show in our country, Washington, D.C., is a big clown show. So we tonight are standing against the clowns and establishing a beautiful relationship among the people in our life so that we can build on this and drain the swamp in D.C., as far as I'm concerned. Mama A.Z., your mic, 336-350, go ahead.
Wow. Dr. V, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Ashonda, can you hear her?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Baby, you have no idea of how powerful this is. Dr. V, I would like to dedicate this show, which today the energy is a number 6. I would like to dedicate this show to my medicine woman. I call her my medicine woman, Marie. She looks just like you, baby, or similar to you. And she also has the major, major issues. And I don't know, Dr. V, I don't know how you listen as closely as you do. But as far as I'm concerned, Dr. V, you always figure out what to have that I get a lot clarity out of 99.5% of your shows since we've been together. What? You can't make this stuff up. Jackson and Ashonda and my medicine woman, Marie Lewis, she looks like you. And she has similar issues. And Marie, I want to dedicate this show to you, baby. So if you ever listen to this show. You know, Dr. V, I sent Marie your show because this child looks like her. My medicine granddaughter, Marie Lewis, down there in Phoenix, Arizona. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Baby, and not only
that's
that,
amazing.
Family, she lived.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And you sound like Marie to me.
Right.
And she won't communicate with me, but it's okay because you know what? You and Dr. V have given me something good is going to come out of this. I don't know where Brother Eddie is, but 6 to me represents working for humanity without monetary gain, being with the public. And be with the people. And baby, when did you say your Earth date? When did you come to the planet? I know it's in December, right?
Yes, ma'am, the 19th.
Okay, see right there. Okay, 19 is a powerful number. What year, if you don't mind me asking?
1981.
Okay, 1981. Figured it out, Dr. V. Not, let me see, 1981. Okay,
well, yeah.
We got nine. Mm-hmm. We got nine. So we got one, two, yeah. Three, four, five. Is that right, Dr. V? Is that a five?
Her birth. You mean her birth date?
Her digit.
Yeah, I think that is a five.
See, Brother Eddie, you got to call in. We're on the five again. If that's a five, that's you're
yes,
here for change. You're here, leadership, baby. Marie, I love
yes.
you. And I see you doing positive things, my medicine granddaughter. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. V, for pulling this child up to give me hope. And it's so much more I need to tell you. You're there in Charlotte. You don't know what that means, because Charlotte was one of my stomping grounds. I did fashion design back in the day. I moved from St. Augustine, Florida to High Point, North Carolina, because High Point, North Carolina, you know, is the furniture industry. And what I did, I was a creative person, window treatments, fashions,
wow.
and all the things. Baby, if you want to come over here to Cochise County, Arizona, I will teach
yes,
you
ma'am.
What skills I have left so you can just blow what you're doing out of the water.
I would love
it. I mean that. I love you. You look like my medicine woman.
I love you more.
Thank you. Give this child my number because I need to talk to her.
Okay.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I want that number.
Okay, I'm going to mute because I'm getting real emotional. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
I will send you, that's Mama Arizona or Robert Lee Paris. I'll send you her number, and we got another caller here, Brother Baba Kwame Sunhorse from the Stolen Lands in Georgia. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening to, is it LaShonda or Shonda?
LaShonda.
Okay, because my second oldest daughter is, her name is Shonda. She lives in California.
All right.
But I'm very glad, you know, to hear your story and what you've created because, you know, and that's 3 years. You will be, you're 43 years old, and come December the 19th, you'll be 40.
Yes.
It's because in April, tomorrow, 2nd, my son was born in 91, and so he'll be, and I went into drug treatment. You went in for 30 days, I mean for a year. I went into drug treatment for 30 days on April 22nd, 1981. I've been clean
All
as
right.
long as you've been alive. And the
right.
thing that I'm saying is that allowing us to hear you share your story lets me know that the Creator is still working, you know, and he works through people. And your creativity being a loner. You know, I was on King's
yeah.
Corner before Viata's show talking about the anger and being alone and being loners. And there's a part
right.
of men and learning how to not be, how to be emotional. On the mate that someone that's caring that can listen to you that you've shared for 17 years. And that's some of the things that we need in having a balanced relationship. Number one, within ourselves. Number two is because that
yes.
was a sick person that did what they did. You did what they did it, but somehow or the other we carry the trauma and thinking that we're fine.
Yeah.
And it wasn't our sickness.
It was
their sickness
yeah.
that damaged us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the part of your journey, and you've learned to create with feet, because within you is an art, and in your heart, the word earth, it has all those words in it, heart, ear, hear, art, tear. But what you've done is you've gone into the heart, and you found how to bring out that part of you that once upon a time may have made you cry, but now it makes you become the heart on this planet. So I'm grateful that you're sharing your story and that you're going to come a long way as far as being able to be transparent and be honest with yourself, because it's the Creator that knows and it's us that know. And everybody, you know, has to be told the story.
Yes. Most definitely.
So
thank you.
We say thank us, Ashonda, because we're saying thank United Spirits or United Souls. That's what Brother has taught us. We say thank us. We are in agreement. We can say thank us. But when you meet who want to be contentious and argumentative and who wants to argue and debate, then you sometimes can't say thank us. Although it might be okay to bring that energy into the conversation, even if it's not there. I don't know. What do you think?
Right. Lighten things up.
Yeah, but the thing that I always say, Sister Viada, is, you know, when we say thank us, we meaning thank United Spirit or United Soul, as you're sharing. But the other part is you have to learn, too, you can't expect sick people to do well things.
Yeah.
And you have to pray
exactly.
for that part of them, because they're part of us, but they're a sick part of us that maybe we don't have to deal with anymore. But hopefully if we pray, that which got us well will help them get well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I heard a brother on TikTok. I see a lot of TikTok come up on Facebook, but it's always interesting and it's short. And he was saying the difference between a healthy person and a toxic person is that the toxic person is always wanting to talk about themselves and always wanting to focus on themselves. And the healthy person is focused on you and helping you and wanting to see you well. And I thought that's a great perspective to think about when you're looking at people and trying to develop healthy relationships, is how much do they want to see, hear from you? How much do they want to hear from you versus talking? So, you know what I was thinking about, Ashonda? How did you forgive, have you forgiven the person who abused you, and how did you process that forgiveness? Because that's huge.
Yeah, well, I said something when I was 25 years old. So, he passed away in 2018. So, I had to take time and process it, and I just felt like I forgave him in the beginning. Like, I just felt like, because what was done to me, and I didn't tell anybody, nothing happened, and I didn't say anything until I was 25. So I just felt like, you know, I forgave him when it was taking place. Not me not knowing, you know, but I felt like I forgave him throughout this whole process, really. Because I was selfless, and I let, even how I felt, I just let it go. Like, and I just was focused. I knew I had children here that depended on me no matter what. And I know how I felt when I was a child, and I depended on my parents. And it wasn't there for me. So I just always just been selfless and pushed myself to the side. And I know what I'm here for. I know what I'm here for.
Right. Okay. That's what this soul purpose healing is all about, is you come to the consciousness or awareness that you have an assignment here, and it's bigger than the person harmed you. It's bigger than that.
And that's what I had to realize. I had to endure. I was enduring, and I had to endure until it was time. My time was up for the endure, and it was time to do something else. So I just believe that my abuse was God, you know, he meant for it to be the way that he meant for it to be, like my life, for me to have something. I mean, because if you can't have something to relate to people and talk about pain or talk about something that's bothering you, can't be a listening ear or a shoulder to lean on, I just don't really feel like what else is it there to do but to love one another and help each other. Because nobody came here knowing the way.
But you know, you have already shared with us how you had so much pain that you were angry. And I hope everyone heard that, because even people who murder or who kill or who abuse, they have a lot of pain too.
Yeah.
And they hurt, you either hurt yourself or you're going to hurt others.
Somebody else. Yes. Yeah,
so
that was my big thing. Hurting others. Because I've been hurt, so I know how it feels. And for me to have to repeat that cycle and have to keep living my life that way, I just refuse. Once I knew what was going on with me, I always say, when you know better, you can do better. I didn't know what I didn't know, and I don't beat myself up for not knowing what I didn't know. That's what people, you know. So I feel like that's why I can live with what has been done to me, and I can come out of it and heal through it and process it. Because I just know that, you know, it wasn't none of my doing, and it wasn't my fault. I was here for something. I was here to, you know, I'm here for a reason, to help others. It ain't just about me.
Well,
that's the biggest gift I got of it all. The biggest gift I got out of this all is that I can help other people and love on other people. And that's all I've always wanted to do. I don't want to cry.
Well, go ahead. If you feel like crying, please don't hold it back, because I have people in my life who wish they could cry.
It's coming, Ms. Vanetta. It is all unstopped. They tears of joy, though, because it's real. It's really real. And when you can feel it, that to me, it is everything. Now I can feel today. Before, I couldn't feel. I wasn't crying because I felt joy. I was crying because I was hurt. Now today, I'm at my house and I can cry for joy, and I have to cry because I'm hurt. This is so much to me. It means a lot.
And I think it's a lot of the tears come from gratitude, right?
Yes, all of them do. Every last one of them.
And that's why
all of them.
That's why the healthy communication that we're developing tonight, we're going to see some tears. We should see some tears, because the Creator has given us these tears as a cleansing and as an expression of what we feel, where we've been, how we're processing this whole journey, and where we go from here with those tears is up to us. Because for you, what is he doing? Our tears into joy.
Yeah,
and that's what I hear from you. There's mourning.
Yeah.
Those scriptures that talk about mourning and mourning in the morning, because we have joy, turns our mourning into joy. And
that's
and
it.
we as And we're here, we're grateful that you are sharing with us, because we're becoming better listeners to know that there's a lot of pain that needs to come out sometimes. When we listen, we're going to hear the pain, feel the pain, and then we can be empathic to process it with you. And then we are better.
Right.
We are effectively a whole lot better now because we have so much in common. And it, the age
right.
doesn't
because
matter.
I've always been the listener. I've always been the listener for everybody else because I was so scared to talk about me, you know? I always
right.
have been the listener to everybody else and hearing what everybody else got going on and what everybody else is doing. But it seems like Shonda, it's nothing about me, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
And then it's like, it's so, nothing that has nothing to do with me. Everybody else is just talking about what they feel. You know how they feel, and I just be the one there to sit and listen to everybody else while I'm going through God knows what, you know. But
well,
you just expressed
the what I like to talk about, narcissistic energy that can be so harmful. Because when you recognize that controlling, self-centered energy, like you said, everybody was talking to you and telling you their problems, and you were just being a good listener.
Right.
Those people, as I said, this brother pointed out, those people are toxic. When all they want to do is talk
right.
to you, they don't want to listen to you. Those are your toxic energy people. That you either have to stay away from them and observe without judgment, or you have to listen and learn. I'm sure the people
right.
who you're looking at you all the time, and you had to just be there quiet and keep your pain to yourself, you probably have learned a lot from like that.
I have, and that's my whole point. That's my whole point, too. In life, I've always had to be quiet, so I've learned so much. You know, I know a lot. And so, but if it has to come to a point where you got to learn it and observe it so you can use it. And I'm at that point where now I've learned what I had to learn, and I can apply it now.
Yeah, and that's wisdom. That's wisdom.
Yeah, I can apply it. I actually can do it. To overcome and be stronger and better. That's what I've learned, to use my weakness as my power, because it wasn't never a weakness of mine. It was somebody else's.
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was somebody else's weakness. It wasn't never mine.
Right, right. And you have to be careful, even as empath. I've learned in the last, I'd say the last 5 or 6 years, that a lot of the pain that I've had in my own body, it wasn't even my pain, that I was carrying other people's pain. And what do you do when you recognize that? How do you process that once you feel, oh, well, this ain't mine, it's somebody else's?
Then I have to, that's when I have to get to where I got to go alone and myself and just check myself, you know, and I have to understand that by me being who I am as a person, and people are going to come to me and talk to me about things, and I've just got to learn how to just not take it so personal, because it's not mine to hold on to.
Yeah.
It's solely to help someone else. That's my whole purpose in life today. Like, I don't want to be nothing but a help to somebody else.
And so in the work that you're creating, how do you see that helping others the most? Because you're doing a unique work as an entrepreneur. So tell, give us a little marketing for yourself, how you're helping others with the creativity that you're using in your business.
Well, basically, I'm just a colorful person. I'm a happy person. So I love colors. And I feel like when I get ready to start distribute, like I said, I'm making my wreaths and stuff now. So when I start selling them, like, I have a whole different approach of coming to people, you know. I strictly feel like just being myself and just showing the love, the person that I am, not, you know, just, you know, greeting people and just, I just want to be there for people, encourage them, give them encouraging words or just a hug or just, you know, a smile. That's why I love to smile. I don't have nothing to smile about every day, but when I do have something to smile about, I love it. And so I just feel like the more people that I get to come in contact with, I can just show them how love is really all we need, like, to be good people to each other.
And we even have to, we can even talk about what love means because it's so different for each person, how to define the love and to have the healthy communication. Seeing more and more how people express love for themselves in different ways. And then when they're communicating, they might express it a different way. So that word is interesting to explore, love. In our journey,
but the thing about it, like my children, I've been through so much, but my kids, I managed some kind of way to show them love. Because my sons kiss me on my forehead. They kisses me on my forehead and hug me and say, I love you. I don't hear kids saying that to their parents. My kids, they actually do that to me.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how I distribute love to them. I don't know, like you said, it's different ways, you know? I maybe didn't kiss them to give them love every day. You know what I'm saying? But that's what they do to me. They will randomly come to me right now, grown and all, and kiss me on my forehead and hug me and say, Mama, I love you. I'm sure I didn't do that to them every day. I didn't, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying love is took in, you're right, it's took in so many different ways and angles that you can look at it in so many ways.
Well, you know what I'm thinking of, Ashonda, is when they from you, when they had to be taken away from you so you could heal, they are probably reflecting on that now, are grateful that you are still in their life and that they can kiss you on the forehead.
Right, maybe, but they was kind of young, but I don't keep no secrets from my kids, so they do know what I've been through and they know now, you know, as they of age, but I didn't really expose them to too much while they was young, you know, of what I was going through, because I didn't want them to go through, you know, I didn't want them to go through that with me. Them knowing is enough.
Right.
That means they would be going through it with me, and I wasn't going to have that. I wasn't going to have that. My job is to protect my children, and I believe in that. And so what I do.
And it really shows us that your children are going to go through stuff just like you did.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
your your consciousness about your role as their mother, your role as their partner, in as a soul partner, spiritual partner, that energy is showing in them through kissing you on the forehead and just appreciation and gratitude. It sounds like your kids are showing gratitude in their adult life.
Yes, they do. And it amazes me because I didn't have that. And I'm looking like, how did they get that? How did it, you know what I'm saying? How did this happen, something that I didn't have, but I gave it to them?
Well, you know what?
And
happened?
I did. I did it.
You
and I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of me. I am, just because of that. Because I raised three beautiful children. I raised some good kids. I raised some good kids, and I'm proud of them. But just to know that how rough my life was, I never wanted to expose them to that.
Well, and you have been an example for not just your children, but for everyone who's knowing, getting to know you, how forgiveness for others.
Yes.
And paying your creativity and creating a business and all of that positive energy that you're displaying and sharing, it is also affecting your children. Because you know what, the scripture reminds me of something I brought up on Friday. The scripture in Deuteronomy says, I set before you life and death. Choose life so that you and your seed may live. And you are an example of how that works, because you had life and death set before you, and you chose death probably over life in the young years you had, and yet people abused you. And now you're choosing so much life, and your children are living. Your seed is living because you're choosing positive.
That bless my soul. That bless my soul. That is so true. And that is so for me. I thank you. I received that.
Yeah, that's you.
I received
that's
it. Received it. Ooh, that did something to my soul right there. I didn't even know that.
Well, that was from the Most High, because as you're talking and sharing, what I'm feeling and thinking is that you are a living Bible, honey. You are living, you know,
wow.
The scripture. What I said about Mike Johnson talking about it's a biblical admonition to stand with Zionists who are warmongers and killing, and yet we go through that abuse and that destruction. Well, it seems like, you know, what we're seeing in the Middle East is a lot of destruction and a lot of death, and that's what you
right.
went through. That's what through. And then at some point we make a choice to choose life, and you still have clowns like our speaker who's still promoting the death and then using scripture. And so he's right in a way. The scripture is shows us death. There's a lot in the Bible that talks about killing and death, and so we have this higher of things that says choose life. Even though you see, you witness all
over.
The death. Are you going to choose
today? Life over death?
Yes. Recognize what death looks like, because you have learned what death looks like.
Yes, most definitely, firsthand. I can say that firsthand.
Yeah.
I can truly agree with that one.
And even the people on the reservations in America who have been through the alcoholism, and we have people even in the studio who've had addictions. As Kwame said, he's been free of his addiction as long as you've been alive. So we have all these great testimonies to help us choose life. And it only happens when we talk to each other and listen more than anything.
That's it. Listening more than anything. Yes, and I love it. I love to listen. I love to observe. I love to listen. Them the things that I picked up along my way, like, and that's what done got me through. It's not all about me all the time. It's about others too. And it's what we all have to share with each other. It's a gift. You know? So we shouldn't hold it back. We shouldn't stunt our growth. If you stunt your growth, you can't love. That's how I feel. So I don't choose that. I want to keep going. I want to grow and I want to love. I don't want to not like anybody or, you know, have any hard feelings in anybody in my heart. I want to love, pure love. That's it.
So do you have a website, or how can, if people want to get in touch with you to purchase or enjoy your creative works, what is your website, or for you on, do you give your phone number out? How do you communicate with people?
My Facebook, Ashonda
okay.
Jackson. Yeah, on Facebook.
So you want people to send you a friend request. Spell your name for everybody so we make sure we got it right.
All right. Ashunda.
Okay. Jackson. And you know, Shonda, I have to tell you the reason that I contacted you today, because I always enjoy your post on Facebook. It really does. And I would encourage people to send her a friend request, because she's one of the people in my Facebook friends that I always enjoy reading or viewing her posts. And I love having you as
Thank
a friend.
Thank you so much.
We have one of our hosts say, well, Facebook is for old people. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. I got some people on there that ain't old, and they're doing some great things on
Not
there.
Right.
So, it's a mixture.
Uh-huh.
I'm not giving up on Facebook, because I see so many people. I have weeded out the people who ain't doing nothing on Facebook, but
right.
Showing their
It's not hard. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard at all.
So we are unified in that we are promoting on faith, uplifting, unifying, positive
yes.
message to help us cope with this journey. And I want to just applaud you, my sister. Keep up the good work posting. And everybody, if you want to have positive messages and creative energy coming out of your friends, she's one of the people that you want to befriend. She's an amazing person.
That's right. I'm the Jack.
Every time I see a post from you, I can feel the love energy that comes forth in it. And somebody had their hand up, but then they put it down again. I don't know what happened. So I just give thanks for your life and what you're doing. And I want to just let everybody know she's okay. There they go again. Let me open the mic. Well, I think this will be our last caller. We're almost at the end. We got one more caller here. Let's see, 773-450, your mic is open. You have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, hello and greetings. I wanted to say that she was an excellent presentation that she did.
Go ahead. Hello? Okay, we can't hear you.
Hello?
I heard you say... Okay, he dropped. His call dropped. But he did say that he wanted to say you were an excellent presentation, and I don't know if he's going to come back. He dropped off. But he wanted to say you're an excellent presentation. I think that was Obadiah from what I could hear. So the end of the show, and do you have any final words shared that you want to share, advice, or what have you, because we're winding down here?
just love on each other. Everybody that you're around, love on them and just listen to them. Don't always put yourself first. Try to put somebody else before you. And just enjoy life. Really, it's just time to just enjoy life now. That's how I feel, because trouble don't supposed to last always. So if you stay in it, you'll be stuck, and I refuse. So I just don't want nobody else to be stuck either. So I just say, just keep loving hard and do what you know to do. That's right. That's best for you.
And that goes along with what I heard. Matt Kahn is somebody I've listened to for a while, and Mama AZ introduced me to him. In fact, Mama AZ and I went to a meeting in Sedona, Arizona, to see mm-hmm. Matt Kahn, and we had the most amazing blessing because of that journey. We had someone give us a hotel room because we were going to camp out. We were going to camp out.
And wow.
We could find to build a tent, and we met somebody at Matt Kahn's meeting, and was sharing with him. We were going to use about, and they said, "Wait a minute, hold on, don't go anywhere." And he went back, talked to his wife, told us to follow him, gave us his room, his hotel room for the night.
Wow.
And then the next morning, I get up and there's just a spring flowing on the back of the property. So I just will always remember Matt. And the message that he brought us was so powerful. Anyway, he said recently, it's very important to just be nice, because your level of consciousness in area is determined by how nice a person you are. And it was one of those TikTok videos. And he said that message. And then he said, whatever you do, just be freaking nice. He didn't get angry. But he expressed it by saying, what you do, be freaking nice, because the level of consciousness.
And be kind to people. Yes, that's my thing. I love to be nice and kind to people. And I don't like to be mean to people. And because I know how it is. I know how it feels for people to be mean to you. So I just go out of my way to be nice to people, like, because I know how it feels.
Absolutely.
And I just don't want to treat it like that again. So I feel like if I don't treat others like that, then it won't spread. It's like a disease to me. Like, it'll spread. It's toxic and negativity, it spreads. It's contagious. So if I keep it out of my way, then I don't have to deal with it.
Absolutely.
So I like to be.
And we have the final comments, and your final word is just be freaking nice, please, people. And we have some comments here. I want to read on Facebook. Tanise Payne has joined us. She says, continue to soften your heart. It is such a beautiful feeling. I am so happy you are releasing this beautiful bright vibration. She says, thank you. And Eve says, we must choose death. Oh, here's the interest. Eve says, we must choose death to receive life. All right.
Right.
That's
the truth. That's the truth.
How do you read that?
We must choose death.
Because you've already experienced the death and just went with it. And Eve was a guest on our show here a few weeks back, and she actually had a near-death experience that she had to go through to learn how to live her life. So that's what that message is all about, is sometimes you have to die to yourself and to your past.
Yeah.
And Kwame, stay strong, Shonda. And Francis is visiting. She says, keep loving hard. Just be freaking nice. I like the way Matt Kahn says
it. Just be kind to one another. Be kind. That's it.
No matter how people treat you, just be kind. Even if you meet a
no matter how.
Kindly say to the narcissist.
Yep, no matter how, the people have treated me so bad, and you still have to be nice.
Yep, be nice and say, I have to go now. If you can't take somebody's energy, just simply say, time for me to go.
Yeah, that's another thing I've learned, too, to remove myself. I will remove myself away from people fast. And people be looking like, where'd she go? Where'd it go? I want you to look like that, because when I move, I'm moving, and I'm moving with a purpose and a reason. And I have a reason why I took myself out of the equation. And I have to argue about it. I don't have to do none of that. I just know my presence is everything. So I know now that I can remove myself. Before, when I was young, I couldn't remove myself from nothing. Or no, I couldn't protect myself or nothing. Today is a different day. It's a new me, and it's a new Ashonda. And I can protect myself, and I can remove myself from harmful things, and I don't have to put up with it.
That's right. That's right. I got you there. That's a mature, conscious attitude, a very mature, conscious attitude. I remove myself very nicely from your presence.
Yes, and that's what hurts people the most. I've learned that hurts people the most. I don't have to do nothing or say nothing to nobody. If I walk away or remove myself from where another person is, my energy is immediately gone. I know I possess good energy. You know what I'm saying? I love me. I love myself first and foremost. So I'm going to love another, you know, someone else. So I know if I remove myself, that's half my battle. That's half the battle is gone.
That's right. Check yourself. That's right. Well, my sister, we're going to be saying goodnight. Tomorrow, join our sister Zelda Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Female Solution. Her topic is dead preacher or dead lawyer, who matters most? Oh, that's a big question. I have no idea what that means, but I'll be tuning in tomorrow because we've been talking about dead death, so we got to know what it is, what it means, and who matters most, dead preacher or dead lawyer. See you tomorrow morning, Zelda, 7 a.m. Central Time, YouTube Higher Learning Show. So, my sister, Ashonda, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see you tomorrow, too, with your great post. Keep posting and keep loving and being your beautiful self.
You know I will post every day. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Because we feel your energy. So, we're going to say thanks to our global fans. Say thanks to all of you who joined us.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie.
India,
zanyaba. Japan, arigato.
Korea,
kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland,
danke.
Jeong-kunyong. Merci. Spain.
Merci beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy.
Gracias.
Grazie. Egypt.
Yeah.
Shukran. Ghana. Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal,
Geret,
Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Stand strong, Maui. We got this. We're sending lots of love to you in Lahaina. Shalom. Have a great day, a great evening, and great week. See you soon. Okay.